105.3 Seaside FM. I'm out and about in Paul today. And this time I'm joined by someone from really far, far, far away. I have a guest from Hawaii, so I don't have that every day. Hello to Marilyn. You are here from Hawaii. That's a long trip, actually.
Yes, aloha everyone.
You have proven that you are from Hawaii, so we believe you. But yeah, you are not bored thinking Hawaii is boring and you came over here. What is the reason you are in Paul today?
I wrote a book that's published by a UK publisher, Chipmunka, and the name of the book is From Agoraphobia to Zen, and it's my memoir of surviving mental illness, particularly anxiety. And agoraphobia means fear of the marketplace. But like I like to say, the marketplace was the only place I wasn't afraid of because I love to eat.
All right. Well, I mean, your book seems to have a very serious background, but I think I picked it up earlier. You are writing about your own problem in a very hilarious way. What can people expect when they read your book?
I was told it was hilarious. It's just the way that I tell a story, but actually it's a very serious book. It's about trauma. It's about my mother's trauma, and it's about how I dealt with it and ultimately decided to heal from agoraphobia. And I think I did because I'm far away from Hawaii now.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are. And so you can consider yourself as a very proud person, I think. But the thing is, it has happened to you. Is there any situation that you have written about where you still think, oh my God, I can't believe that I have done it, and you just have great memories of that.
It's wonderful to be in London and be able to be around crowds of people and not feel like the ambulance will take me away to the hospital. So I guess I'm proud of that, but I'm also proud of the book because it takes away the shame that so many people feel about having a mental illness when so many people do suffer from it. And it's nothing different from any other illness. And we should end the stigma now because I think that's what keeps people from getting help, actually.
And what helped you to realize that you actually have got that kind of agoraphobia?
Well, I was as the cover of my book shows, I was literally raising four children out of my walk-in closet. But I always say, when they asked me to come out, I always came out.
Okay. But yeah, I see. You take that, well, in a very funny way by now. Is it easier for you now to talk about it where you've written the book? Or was it always like, oh my God, if somebody wants to know more about this, I'm going to tell you?
No. It was writing the book because I didn't know the reasons why I had panic attacks. I didn't know the reasons why I was shut in my house. And until I went on a journey, I wasn't able to be hilarious or to feel proud because my mother was so mentally ill that she really did a number on me about that I wasn't pretty, that I wasn't good enough, because that's the way she felt about herself. So only now can I feel proud.
Wow. Well, that is actually really interesting. And I got to know you have traveled a lot, even though you have got that kind of past. And you even were a teacher in Japan, is that right?
Yes, I went to visit my daughter, who was a teacher, for 7 years. And when I got there, they said they had no older women who were teachers. I had the credentials, and I ended up staying 3 years. So that was a wonderful experience. And, of course, that was while I was already healing.
American writer Marilyn Mendoza talks to us about her latest book. For more information about this, stay tuned in and listen out for part two of our exclusive interview here on 105.3 Seaside FM.